No one does more entertaining calls than I do on Zoom. Literally, or meetings. I'm not saying they're productive, okay? I'm saying there is a high ROI on laughter. Or like, is this guy for fucking real? What the fuck is he talking about? It's it's incredible meetings, right? Josh, I would argue that for an LP, you're in the top, what, 5 percentile? 1 percentile? I'm just asking you. I'm being objective. Listen, this isn't about me liking you. If anything, it's in spite of me having any affinity for you at all, which is low to begin with, right?
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh, my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop, never.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Friends Talking Shop, FTS, Friends Talking Shop, a podcast where we attempt to solve each other's stupid issues that we're all face in our daily lives in unrehearsed conversation or debate, and you'll catch on what's going on. Which three of us are here back together with from different locations here in the United States. I'm Dave. I'm calling in from Scottsdale, Arizona, which I think, I don't know what it's like where you are, Omar, but I'm very happy to be in this warm weather.
Yeah, you're in a good place. You're in a good place.
Joining me as usual is Josh. Josh, where are you right now?
On freezing cold, frigid Philadelphia. It is brutal here. Like 18 today was our high.
And third is Omar. Omar, you're in Puerto Rico, I think. Is that your latest location?
Yes. Yes. That's where I currently have my abode.
It's good to see all of you. We're episode, what is it, 101? Is
this 101? 101.
This is when things historically go south. If you look at the distribution of incremental podcasts, studies have been done by this actually by McKinsey. because I'm not kidding. Think about this, right? When you're in your 70s and 80s episode, everyone's usually sick of each other, but they want to get to the 100th.
Yeah,
it's almost like it's almost like getting your kids into college, and then you're fucking done.
Yeah. And then you're done.
Yeah. So we have no reason to continue. If we get closer to 200 again, we'll stay a little longer. But I'll take the under on that.
So do you think at the 180 mark we'll pick it up again? Because we're like, oh, we gotta get to 200.
No. I don't think we get past the next 15 to 18.
Okay.
The over under to me is 118, 119. Yeah.
All right. So this is one of our few remaining podcasts left.
Yeah, so our listeners,
Omar,
you're welcome.
Dying animal. Well, I got to sharp up the intro. Give me some time to work that out. I'm reading.
You have a lot of areas to improve on, David. This is why we're interested in you.
Yes.
Well, let me at least lay this out. Let me tell you what you're going to be listening to. First, we'll check in with each other, see how we're doing. Then we'll let you know a few details about us, our email address, and how you can find us. And then we go into the main part of the show where each of us has a topic that we've not discussed before.
Nope.
Usually it's picking apart something in life that is bothering us or we can improve, ask for advice for each other. So we each go through those three topics and then we'll end up with...
How much of the topics do you think are extemporaneous, David, historically?
I don't know if any of them are anything but that.
Yeah, they're all extemporaneous. Yeah.
You think that all of your topics are also, in other words, they happen, you bring them up in the moment when we get to that part of...
That's not what you said.
Extemporaneous means you're making it up as you go along.
It doesn't. It means more temporaneous.
It does not.
That's how I interpret it, at least.
Yes.
You guys don't know what extemporaneous means?
Yes, we do. We obviously do.
I want you to explain it to Josh.
I want you to tell us. I do. Just tell it to Dave.
I love it that like my like C grade high school ass with like B minus college at a tiny school and a back row business school grad with no GPAs. I know words that you guys don't know.
I know that word. It's just the way you used it in the context. It didn't make sense to me for a second. So
just because you have a calendar, word of the day doesn't.
I have zero calendars. You should know that as much as anybody.
That's true.
So my point is that if you're, what percentage of our topics do you think were created in the moment by each?
All of yours.
So we've had 100 episodes.
None of mine.
So arguably, there's three topics per episode. It's 300. What number of those 300 do you think were created extemporaneously?
One third. 100.
No, I'd say half of mine. Well,
really?
Within the last.
I love this.
Yeah, I think I'd say about half of mine. No. I would say within an hour of the show, I think I've landed on my topic. I think, Josh, you're probably, we're all different, right? Just like
we're all different. Yeah.
Yep.
It's who we are.
That's who we are.
We're friends that are not talking shop.
Day 30. Okay.
Well, let's move on. Hey, I just want to hear how you guys are doing. Let me start just since you never asked me how I'm doing.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I appreciate that. Very nice. I've been in Scottsdale, Arizona for the last 2 weeks. But the thing is, I've been in an Airbnb for 2 weeks. I don't know. Have you done
Why? Because of the weather?
Yeah, the weather.
To get away.
Have you heard about
Where's your family? Did you leave your family in the cold? Are they stuck with power or not?
No. Well, my wife was with me.
Ted Cruz. He took everyone with him.
Yeah. Yeah. It was me and my wife. We came 2 weeks early. She flew back today. I'm still here for the conference. My adult children, they're dealing with the weather. Like
they're adults.
They're supposed to do that on their own now. That's right. So, I was asking if you had stayed in the Airbnb for 2 weeks, which it's a weird sensation.
Never 2 weeks. Yeah, never 2 weeks, but long weekends.
Because it kind of feels like you live here after, you know, for a while. You're like, you know, you get used to the place.
Yeah.
At the same time, I can handle sleeping in a bed that's someone else's. I mean, hotel feels different than an Airbnb. An Airbnb feels like I'm sleeping in someone else's bed. And
yeah.
I can only handle that for so many nights. In 2 weeks, I don't think I got one good night's sleep.
I wonder what percentage of Airbnb users, like in David's shoes, travel with their own sheets.
Very small.
I wonder what it is. I bet you it's greater than zero.
Okay, first of all, stop
what?
For a second.
Okay. What?
You want statistics on everything that we're talking about. If that's going to continue through the next hour, that's going to be problematic.
Is that like Bernie Sanders?
Yes, this is going to be very problematic. Second, Airbnbs now are not like sleeping in other people's homes. Airbnb, when it started, was like, oh, I'll put my house up for Airbnb because I'll be away this weekend and get some extra cash. Now it's homes that are nothing but Airbnb people that are taken care of by companies that come in and change the linens and change the towels. And so it's almost hotel-esque. And you're getting fresh sheets and linens to begin with. So I'm questioning you, Dave. You said something. Why would you have trouble sleeping in the bed after you've been there a few days? And why, if you did, why don't you just, they have a washer dryer. Take the sheets off.
It's not that.
Throw them in there. Oh, it's not that. Okay.
Well,
okay.
There's a little bit of that. But it just feels like a hotel bed sort of have a consistency to them. Where like at an Airbnb, though, you can tell these are like mattresses that
they're cheaper.
They might be cheap, but
they're cheaper
really
too.
Likes the foam cover. Like I don't like that. you know, it just feels like there's sort of a personal touch with these beds that's not just the sheets. Although I will say, I cannot handle a sheet and like blanket. I don't like that. I want a comforter and that's it.
Can I tell you why
this conversation is a little surreal? I had a call today with someone who literally runs a business where he works with families who have palatial homes globally.
Yeah.
And so he has 35 families who own 180 palatial properties globally.
Okay.
And because you're part of that membership, you're able to stay in these homes.
Yeah.
I wonder if those homes have the same issues.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't. Yes.
But you've made me think of a good business opportunity. I want to start a company.
Ooh, I love it, David. Tell us.
Sign up for the type of bedding that they like. And if you go to an Airbnb or a hotel, like they will swoop in and sort of then change out to what you want exactly to your specifications. And then they can come back.
I thought you were going to change that you'd offer that option.
They're going to change out mattresses. You can't change out mattresses like that.
Like it's soft.
Well, my God, Joshy, you just created a job.
Which is what?
An Airbnb mattress inspector. Right. And then he grades the mattresses of the Airbnb homes so that when David says he wants a fluffy mattress or whatever.
Who's going to pay for this?
Airbnb.
No, I think it's the renter. See, I would.
Well, ultimately the renter. But my point is,
this is fraught with corruption.
I think David's staying anywhere.
I'm an Airbnb mattress inspector.
Yes.
I am just going to collect whatever money they give me to say their mattresses.
No, you're not. You're not going to do that. You're going to be, there's going to be governance over you too.
Hell I'm not. Why don't you have an Airbnb mattress inspector?
David, sure who do you think? David, if it was Josh and I, who would you want? Who would you view with having higher integrity for rating mattresses properly?
Oh, don't make me answer that question. That's a much deeper question you're asking.
Well, this is I wouldn't want to measure anything. So Josh would measure, but he would take side. Josh would have a total side hustle.
You guys aren't listening to my business opportunity. See, yeah. You can get, like, if I want softs, they come in with a feather top that you...
I hear you. It's a topper. It's a pick crew for bedding.
It's pillows. Like, do you want a thin pillow? Do you like a thick pillow? Like, you come in and you swap out so the Airbnb people can just keep what they have.
Here's the difference. This matters so much more for an extended stay like you had versus people who do Airbnbs for 1-2 nights.
I don't know. I mean, sleep really? Is the new... Yeah, if you watch...
Yeah, I like sleep. I can sleep anywhere.
The newest, hottest thing right now is... I was just talking to...
All the kids are doing it.
All the kids... all the health issues get solved with sleep. Everyone's kind of understanding.
That is a big thing where they tout you get good night's sleep, you get better health and everything else, yeah.
So, well, Josh, how are you doing? What's on your mind?
Look, I'll tell you... I'm a little sluggish today. We had a big social event last night. One of my best friends from college, his daughter had her bat mitzvah last night, and a bunch of us from college all came in for it. It was here locally in Philly, which was nice for me.
Was there a DJ? And,
there was a great DJ. You know, great room. Liv was awesome, and she congratulated.
What's your over-under, Dave? How much do you think is a Josh Kaplan friend? Okay.
Yeah.
How much do you think the guy spent on the bar mitzvah? Okay. My over-under for me is, can I take a guess?
Hold on.
Over-under.
What's the question? How much he spent on the
The bat mitzvah cost. I'm taking the over-under.
I don't know how much the bat mitzvah cost. I'm going to guess.
$100,000.
$25,000.
$100,000.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, it's in between both of your numbers.
Ooh.
Closer to
I don't know. Nor am I going to guess. It was a great affair. It was very, very nice. We had a lot of fun. It was great to catch up. Listen, you don't need a lot. When you have good people around you that you want to talk
I would know nothing about that, including, by the way, this show.
What?
Nothing.
No. So anyway, so I'm going to tell you something I did at this at the bar mitzvah that I wonder what you guys think about this.
You put LSD in the fruit bowl.
Did you drop LSD?
Okay. I did not drop LSD in the fruit punch. That did not happen. But if you remember, there's a buddy of mine who I've told you about many, many times. And this is the guy who still showers with his sons. This is the guy who bought motorcycles for his two boys when they go to
Starbucks.
11, who ride them to Starbucks without helmets on in the street. This is the guy who left his keys in the car twice and had his car stolen twice and never learned that lesson. This is the guy who is gaining weight yet taking Ozempic. He's beating Ozempic. It's impossible, but he's doing it, right? So anyway, so he's there. His wife, unfortunately, couldn't make it. And he asked me, we're at the service in the morning. There's a morning service, and then there was a party at night. And he asked me at the service in the morning, hey, how much are you giving her, the daughter who's getting bar mitzvah, because it's a big thing. Like, you don't want to, you know, you want to know how much, and everyone basically just gives money. You give a check to the kid. That's what you do. And so I said to him, I said, well, he's a real good friend of ours. So probably about $750. And he said, what? That seems crazy. I said, look, he's a good buddy. If he wasn't a good buddy, it's less. But I think I talked to Darren. He's given $750 too. Now, we're not giving anything close to that.
Okay,
that's an obscene amount of money to give a 13-year-old girl for a bat mitzvah, by the way. So the question was, so he actually said, oh, now in Judaism, 18 is a lucky number, right? So he's like, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll give 720 because that's divisible by 18. I said, okay, great. You do that. So now we're all waiting to see if this girl is going to open up, if Liv's going to open up all her gifts and see one from her dad's college friend for an obscene amount of money that's not close to anybody else. We're all waiting for this. It's going to be hilarious. Do you condone that type of behavior? That's what I'm asking you. I'm wondering if I should feel guilty or not. We never told him. It was a joke.
First of all, I can tell that Omar thought that number was too low.
Yes, he thought it was low. That's why I knew this story was not going to fly with him, because he's like, whoa, you're shortcutting her.
He didn't know which way
he
gave
$750 for his haircut. No, it's a very high number.
I
think he's going to do it. He's going to do it, because he's just, you know, he's that type of guy. You just tell him something and he'll go, okay.
I think that's a great prank.
Thank you.
It's not harmless.
We're excited.
It is harmless in that unless this guy is really struggling for money.
I don't
know. No, he's not struggling. He's not struggling.
I think.
Yeah.
That you should tell the father.
No, we're not telling him either, because that's part of the appeal of the prank, is that he's going to be like, holy shit.
I think you tell him eventually, though, no?
Oh, of course. After it happens.
Yeah.
After it happens. And the whole deal is, with our annual retreat, we're going to say, we're going to take a portion of that and put it towards the annual retreat.
Is there a chance that other people are also going to be giving that amount?
The only people who give that amount, this is coming from experience, the only time you see that amount or higher is from grandparents.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Grandparents.
What is the going? Can you say what's a reasonable amount?
The going rate, depending on how close you are to the person, is anywhere from like $100 to $250, okay. Something like that. Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're like a distant whatever, you don't really know them, but you're kind of, you know, a coworker of something that you're $100.
You think you're closer,
$200, $250.
If you're wealthier,
yeah,
you're like a billionaire or something.
Yeah, if you're a billionaire, you better give more.
So there's that. That's also.
There were no billionaires at this event.
Let's say that one guy who clearly, at least financially, had that. You know, whatever. What would he be expected to give?
Oh my God! If you're saying if you invited Elon Musk to your,
saying if one of your friends came, somebody you know, one of your friends who's worth like $10 million, you know, everyone knows the guy's super.
So we do have a friend that did very well in life.
Okay. And
yes, and I bet you. See, I don't know for a fact, but I don't know. I think he probably gives along the same lines as everyone else. I don't think he does anything over the top.
I demand transparency.
Yes.
So I'm dragging a little bit today. We had a really fun night. And after it was over, we went back to the hotel and the was it five of us or six of us? Stayed up till like 1:30 in the morning.
Dave, do you think Josh is the guy who comes up to you and says, I love you? I want to let you know I love you.
I'm not that guy.
I think as the night goes on, he gets meaner. That's my he goes the other way.
So. No, I don't get
you don't get more.
No, I broke a glass last night. I did do that. I had a little accident and broke a glass.
Omar?
Yeah.
how are you doing, man?
I've been traveling a lot. I'm mentally in a much higher place than I was a few weeks ago.
And when you say higher, are we talking marijuana higher or emotionally higher?
I'm talking about my sense of fortitude.
Okay, good. That's good to hear.
You know, because so there's that. And so one of the trips I was at was I was in Miami, and I checked into the hotel called The Moore in Midtown Miami, and it's a club hotel and a workspace. And so the woman gave us a tour, and I felt like I had to go on the tour. And I'm with Chachi Boy, right?
Your dog.
Yeah, with Miles. And
your
then,
dog.
Yeah, my dog, Miles.
The listeners don't know who Chachi Boy is.
Okay, Miles is my dog.
Listen, last episode. Isn't this the same story you told last episode?
Yes, it is the same exact story you told last week.
Actually, this is interesting.
Didn't he take a tour last week?
At the Moore.
He took a tour of the Miami. Last episode in Miami.
Yeah.
I remember. But listen, my point is that Miles pooped on our walk.
Okay.
And I didn't have a bag.
Oh, you pooped outside. And
there was no one around. There was no one around.
Yeah.
What do you think I did?
You walked away.
Yeah, you walked.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually because that was really a reflection of how you guys view me. I did not walk away.
Really?
No, of course not. I'm not that person.
What did you do?
I found a trash can, and I found a bag in the trash can, that like a plastic bag or
good for you,
and a Starbucks cup, and I cleaned it up.
Oh,
That's crazy. Both of you guys thought that I would just leave it there.
Look.
Wow.
Here's
That's honestly very telling.
If I'm walking my dog and I accidentally forget like the baggies, because we take baggies wherever we go with the dog.
Right.
I accidentally forget the baggies and the dog has goes to the bathroom and no one's around. I'm unfortunately just walking away.
You're a walker. Yeah.
I'm not proud of it.
Do you try and flick it?
That's crazy.
No, you can't flick it. You can't flick it.
That's crazy.
With a stick, where are you flicking it to? The street?
The side? Like, so it's not right in the middle of like.
What's on grass? Not what I want. I don't want this to happen. But if I look and go, oh gosh, my God, I forgot to bring a bag.
You're saying this in such a cavalier way.
No. Look, if I'm close, I've had this happen before to me where I was close to my home base and I went back.
Look at David. See what's happening, David.
He's
retrenching. Look what he's doing. This is great. Yeah, this is great.
You came back.
You're bringing it back, Josh?
With a bag.
Yeah. That's great. I want to see this clip on one of the reels you put together.
And then I went around the whole neighborhood and picked up all the shit I could.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this for the sake of some transparency. That has happened to me with Chachi Boy in front of my place. And I come back, if it's at nighttime, I come back the next morning and I'll get it.
What's your yard?
The next morning.
Yeah, because it's late at night. I'll come the next morning. Still, I know where it is.
Yeah, but now, meanwhile, someone could step in it.
No, but it's like this is when it's a late night walk. There's nobody there.
And it's in
Why don't you have a bag?
It's his yard. He's talking
because sometimes Chachi Boy.
Oh, it's his
twice.
Yard? Oh, it's your yard?
No. I'm talking about this where I live in San Juan. It's a park.
Like a park.
Oh, if he goes twice, I've had that happen. You use the bag on the first one, and they're like, oh, my God, he's going again. Yeah. You're like, now I don't have a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. That's why you wear cargo pants.
So, okay. And then I have a...
Is there more to the how you're doing?
Yes. One last thing.
Oh, my God.
I have a stack of Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Right? And I go through them, and I realize going through some of them, I don't know who the people even are.
Yeah.
Because they don't say their – sometimes it's just their kids and it's their first names. I don't know who these people are. Is that normal?
It's very normal. I'll tell you something funny. When we were around the table at last night at the event, I purposely said to my one buddy, I said, hey, tell me his kids' names. I pointed to my other friend. He couldn't do it. And look, I'm the kettle calling the pot black because I couldn't do it either.
I remember. There?
No, the kids weren't there. No. But I'm like, I couldn't remember kids. Actually, my one buddy came up from the DC area with his son, who's a friend of my buddy's daughter's brother, who's the event. So he came up too. He was invited as part of it. And I said to my buddy at lunch that day, I go, and what's his name? And he had no clue what his name was. It was hilarious.
That's actually meaner than leaving.
It's so mean. It's so mean.
That is.
But look, I don't know my friend's kids' names. It's hard to remember. It's very hard to remember, let alone ages and all that other stuff.
Do you know why it's hard to remember?
Because it's like it's not in your life.
You don't care. That's right. No, that's fair. That's fine.
But I care about my friends and I care about their families. I just don't. You know, I don't know why I don't remember their kids' names. I don't know why.
We're not perfect. Yeah. Well, before we jump into our main topics, let me give you some details about us so you can keep in touch with us as between episodes, because sometimes we have a gap between episodes. You can email us. We'd love to hear from you. Topics that you have, or if you're a first-time listener, or you want to congratulate us on winning the Podcast of the Year Award, you can do all of that.
Absolutely.
At friends@fts.media. That's friends, plural, @fts.media. We have a website called friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search for @friendstalkingshop, all one word. We have lots of stuff out there, particularly the TikTok and Instagram. Lots going on there, thanks to John.
Lots going on. Every day, something new.
And if you do look at our website, we have merchandise there. feel free to buy merchandise to be there before all your friends. Yeah, if you're on YouTube,
that's right.
You can see a great example.
There's only 5,000 left, so I would hurry.
All right, well, let's get started then. Josh, Why don't you kick us off with your topic?
Where is Omar? That's my first. Yeah, I'd like to know if we should be calling 911 or the cops because he's disappeared off the screen for the last couple of minutes. Omar, are you anywhere to be found?
Yes!
Are you going? What are you doing? Are you going to the bathroom?
Yes!
Yes, I heard yes, yeah.
Yeah, I heard yes. One or two?
No, just one.
Okay, good. Just one. Right. So we'll wait for the shake, and then maybe he'll come back to listen to it. Yes.
You can't hold it, by the way.
He can't hold it. It's ridiculous. First of all, you were just in the shower. Why didn't you pee when you were taking a shower before the?
I did, but I had a smoothie before I got in the shower, and I like my smoothie, so I drank two of them.
Do you feel it's bad for you to hold it, like, or you just can't?
I can't.
Oh,
jeez.
Really?
It's his old age. It's his age.
No, I've always been this way.
I can't hold it either anymore. Yeah.
Oh, man, I can hold on for a long time.
Yeah, you know what, David, put that on your LinkedIn profile. That's great.
I will. I'm proud of that.
Put it on there.
See what you guys are doing.
I wish I could.
That should be. I hope someone puts that on their resume. I hope somewhere in this world, someone put that down as their skill set.
I can hold it for a long time.
I can hold it for everyone will get that. Everyone will get that.
Maybe, but it would be so intriguing that they're going to have to bring them in for an interview just to make sure that they're right.
I think that like at least 3/4 of people in the world, obviously we change the language, would understand what that means.
Yeah, probably right.
That is really
or at least
phenomenal.
They know what it means. Yeah,
I want to put together my own resume just so I can put it on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put that on my LinkedIn.
Well, you have a LinkedIn, so you can do it.
But
feel free to do
it. Hold. You just
that doesn't matter. I'm not. Who cares? It's all nonsense anyway on that thing. Cares.
You know what I can't hold? I can't hold my topic any longer.
Okay, go ahead, John.
So look, I don't know if you guys, there's a handful of people that I follow on YouTube. I just like their videos that they put out, and I just want to watch them whenever they put out new videos. And there's this one dude who, for some reason, I watch his
Seymour
videos.
Butts?
No, not Seymour Butts. And it's, I mean, that's so juvenile.
David, that's a top. Come on, that's a doozy. David, rank it.
When we were
David,
seven.
Rank it. Is it a 9.6, David? That was too good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Seymour Butts. I don't even know if I'm going to get through this. Anyway. So this one guy, he lives somewhere, I think, in Northern Jersey. I think he's in Northern Jersey. And his name is Sam Bucha. And he's a younger guy. And he does.
So close to Seymour Butts.
It's almost close to Seymour Butts. So anyway, this kid goes out and does like weird things. He's like, I'm testing the limits of fast food places. I'm testing the abandoned carnivals and stuff like that. Some of the things are like unwatchable. Some are very like, I'm like, oh, this is pretty entertaining.
What is the limits of fast food places? What does that mean?
So he'll like go and see if he could order 100 things and if they'll give it to him, or if he'll go and just ask for free stuff to see if he'll give it. Just he's doing stupid things that I guess 20-some-year-olds.
Could you imagine working in a McDonald's nowadays or any of those places versus like before social media? They must have so many influencers like this idiot, Sam Bucha, who annoy the fuck out of them. They're trying to make their hourly wage. Maybe they enjoy it. Maybe.
No, I think they enjoy it.
You think so?
It breaks the monotony of a day. Are you kidding me? You're going to get
interesting.
A guy who has millions of followers.
Josh, I don't think that you are the manager type, but let's assume you were the manager at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right? You would never make
it. I'm on fries.
I think you would be on the, you'd be in the front lines.
Okay.
So where I'm going with this is that.
Are you commandeering my topic?
I'm saying if you're the manager, are you happy if somebody comes in?
Yes. Of course. This guy's got millions of followers. Millions. Oh. It's pretty cool. It breaks up the day.
If you sell 100 Big Macs, that's like your quota for the day, right? I mean, that's.
Well, I don't think they get paid on commission at McDonald's.
I'm sure it's actually really interesting. I'm just.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's okay. Let me try it again.
Yeah.
So I follow this guy, Sam Bucha. And so the other day, his one of the latest ones I saw was he was testing the limits of trust. Okay. So he went out and went to Midtown Manhattan. And he said, he went to Bryant Park And he put his laptop on one of the tables out in Bryant Park and pretended to be working on it, then walked away with the laptop and left it there. Mm. And he was timing to see how long it would take before someone would just take this laptop. And after 20 minutes, what do you think happened? Bryant Park, New York.
Someone dropped an ice cream cone on it. My mistake.
Nobody took it. Nobody took it. I was quite shocked by that, actually. He did it again, I think, in Lower Manhattan, and someone took it. After a little while, though. A little while. Someone took the laptop, right? So anyway, that's not where I want to get to. He was really shocked at this last thing, and this is where I wanted to, like, I was screaming at the screen, like, are you kidding me? So what he did was, he, at a park in Manhattan, I don't remember where he was exactly, but he set up a table, and then he got one of those, you know those big jug things you get at Dunkin' Donuts of coffee?
Yeah.
You know, those big, giant, I don't know, they're paper, plastic, whatever they are?
Yep.
He got one of those, he got coffee cups, he got cream, you know, non-dairy creamers, and got sugar and Splenda and all that crap. Put it on a table and put a sign said, free coffee, please just take one. And then he sat back and wanted to see who would take the coffee and how many people would do it. And after a while, no one was taking the coffee. And he's surprised. He can't believe it. He's saying into the camera, I'm thinking, who the hell is going to take coffee, random coffee, that's sitting in the middle of Manhattan with no one around it? I don't even know if I take coffee with someone at the table saying free coffee.
Right.
Would you? I mean, am I crazy? Or like, he was so shocked, nobody wanted free coffee. And I'm like, are you nuts? Do you know the world we live in where people maybe just put poison in there or put something?
Or LSD. Yeah.
Or LSD or something awful just to see what would happen to somebody. It's not a trust issue. Well, I guess it is a trust issue. It's inherently a trust issue.
If you did,
don't trust your common man.
I think if you did, certain parts of the country or the world, that they would drink the coffee.
That was my next question, Omar. So my first question was, would you drink the coffee if it was a cold day and you saw it for free in a park in Manhattan? You would take it?
Yeah, 100%.
No.
Nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
You would drink that coffee?
Yep.
No.
Get the hell out of here.
You would not. Yep.
No, you wouldn't.
This is why you guys would die when it was cold.
I would drink that coffee.
If I could finish.
Yeah.
I would take the coffee just to keep myself warm.
Yep. Oh, so you wouldn't drink it. You just put it in a cup and wrap your hands around it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the summer?
Okay.
What were you doing in the summer?
No, I'm kidding. No, I actually would drink it.
You would.
You would. You would drink the coffee.
I've told you before,
guys. From an unmanned table in the middle of Manhattan.
My fate, I'm a fatalist. My fates have already been determined.
Again.
I would drink it.
Again.
Well, hold on. Are you saying, are there coffee places that are close by and open? It's normal. Or is it like the apocalypse?
It's free coffee. It's not the apocalypse. Everyone's drinking at the apocalypse. It's free coffee in a normal day in Manhattan.
Oh,
there's coffee places everywhere.
No.
You don't
unless someone else was getting coffee from there, then maybe.
Oh, so, okay. So if you saw someone get coffee.
Or someone was manning it.
If someone's manning it. If someone's manning a Dunkin' Donuts thing in the middle of Manhattan.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. We're manning it. I think you have to say that too.
Okay. I wouldn't drink that either is my point. I wouldn't drink that either.
No, Dave,
would you drink that?
No, and I think it's interesting. How old is this person?
I think Sam is like, I would venture to say he's anywhere from 25 to 28.
I actually like the name. It's a good name. That's very good. Very clever.
He's a nice guy. He's funny too. He's funny sometimes too. I mean, a lot of his videos are good.
But he understands that there's a lack of trust that someone will steal a laptop, and yet he doesn't understand that people will not trust.
So,
random coffee sitting.
Here's his rationale. This is what I got from just his commentary with watching both. He was shocked that no one took the laptop, as was I. I thought, wow, I can't believe no one took that laptop, right?
Yeah.
But he was shocked no one take the coffee because it's free. Why would you not take it? It's free. And I'm like, well, that's crazy because it's not, there's no,
may not be
there's no
safe.
Officialness not safe. to this coffee. Now, what he did next was he then set up the same table in a different spot and put bottles of water and said, free water, please just take one. Now, would you do that?
Sealed?
Sealed, exactly.
That's different.
That is different. Yep. Exactly. That's different.
I probably wouldn't take it if it was just sitting there with a sign saying free and there's nothing around to show that it's sponsored by something. I still wouldn't take it. But if I was really thirsty,
he also put a sign with a Venmo QR code. So it was free, but you could Venmo him money. If you felt like
that, actually makes it strange.
Well, that makes it then it's much
does
more.
It? Does that make it strange? You learn legitimate?
Because it attracts to somebody.
All right.
It could be a fake account, though.
It could be. It could be a no name account.
Could
Who knows? Yeah. But he did that too. No, I think one person gave money. I think that was it.
Do you think crazy. If he set up ready for this?
Yeah.
A kissing booth.
Okay.
Where, it's $20.
Yeah, and she has noticeable herpes.
It's wait. It's a it's an attractive woman who's purported to be in there.
Yeah,
right. And but you only can get into the room after you pay.
What?
In other words, you only see the woman in person after you pay. That you're gonna have a kissing booth.
I'm not doing this.
Do you think anyone does it?
A kissing booth with a person you don't know.
No.
What they look like.
But no,
100% not.
But
are you nuts? No one's doing that.
How about there's a camera and on the screen you can see her.
I don't know. Maybe some kids, maybe some 20-some-year-old kids, 18-year-old boys are doing.
I love these ideas.
Girls aren't doing it.
Can we start
Girls
doing stuff like this? I mean, you're kind of doing it with that bar mitzvah thing.
What do you mean?
Josh, you are in many ways a less interesting version of Johnny Knoxville with these ideas you have.
This is not my idea. I watched a video. Are you paying attention?
I'm talking about the bat mitzvah one.
And we prank there.
Yes.
Yeah, I love to do stuff like that.
You're a bit of a prankster.
A little bit. But I try to do harmless stuff. Stuff that's not going to...
I mean, three people have died, but okay.
Yeah.
Lost friendships, yeah.
Exactly. I want to do stuff that's like, it's just funny, right? It's just funny.
Funny. That's what they say. From your perspective, it's funny. Yeah.
Well, yes, of course. Entirely from my perspective.
Have you ever seen people give free hugs? Have you ever seen people of these people?
I've seen that. Free hugs. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you getting free hugs if someone comes by?
No, I'm not hugging a stranger.
Yeah, I'm not hugging a stranger. Omar, are you?
No chance.
How about if it was a room with 50 people, 50 strangers?
What difference does that make?
It's just everyone has to hug each other at the same time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm out.
I'm not doing that. No.
You guys have you guys been to any kind of like healing camps where they have you do stuff like that?
Healing camps?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why? Why were you at a healing camp?
I went to like an energy. I went to the what's it called? The Hoffman Institute.
Which is what?
it's like a healing camp. Yeah, I was there for a week.
What the hell does that mean? Healing camp?
What does that even mean? It means that it's through guided meditations and in physical like activity that really flushes out. You hand in your phone. You're with 35 strangers. No one's allowed to say what they do for a living.
Was Aaron Rodgers there?
there's no drugs involved. It was pure like connecting to whatever. But my point is, so
do you bring your own Birkenstocks or do they provide them when you get there?
I talked about this before. My best friend Brett, I said call them in 2 days just with an emergency, just in case I want to get the hell out.
Yeah, good move.
Why couldn't you leave?
Because I don't have a phone.
But you can at any time say, I'm ready to go.
I was that maybe that wasn't going to be an option.
Who would sign up for that where you're stuck in a prison?
Someone who's stuck in a rut in life.
Were you stuck in a rut in life?
I mean, are we all? And sometimes I put some points like you want some self-exploration. One of the things you do is you go to your own funeral.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And you write down your life. If you achieve your successes and what you think you can get to in life, what that would look like and who will be there and what they'd say about you. And you write another one where it's where if you fall into a spiral, what that could look like and what people would say.
See, I see value in the funeral. I actually do.
It was all valuable. I have nothing.
It sounds weird, but I get that because you're just basically basically saying, did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish?
Yeah. I mean, look, who's more afraid of crowds than me and who's more of an iconoclast than me that you know? I hate anything that's like this.
But you did it voluntarily.
I'm going to hold up an Omar doll, and you tell me if they touched you in any of these places.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
No. No. But when they have those kinds of things, it can a hug is actually, if you're able to get past, yeah. But from a stranger walking through the park.
No.
If it was winter, I would. If it was winter, I would.
Well, oh,
what big, difference does that make?
You're wearing more layers.
Yeah.
It's yours is all about cold. It's all about cold.
No, layers. Probably
cold. Yeah. So layers. So, okay, I get it.
Take a
con. They can still do something to you. They can still slip you something, or they can still jab you with a shiv and you know when they hug you or something. Who knows? Go. I don't need it. It's not worth
Josh, Josh, you live like we are in the apocalypse.
No. There's a comedian, Nate Bargatze, obviously a very famous comedian that he's pretty blowing up right now, but he does a joke where his wife sells stuff on eBay, and his wife was selling an item and sold it for $5, and the stranger is coming to their house to get the item and give them $5. And he said, the upside is $5. The downside is they kill us all and take all our stuff. And that's the free hug. The upside is just a hug. The downside is something, they take your wallet, something bad happens to you. It's asymmetric.
That mentality is the same way why I don't drink coffee, right? You don't want strange people doing strange things. Yeah, you don't trust.
It's asymmetric. Public, right? Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Omar, tell us about your topic.
So I am in the process of, I think I'm going to be leaving here. And
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. And it'll be Southern Florida, New York, or maybe Dallas. And I may rent.
Oh, my God. But we did this episode two times before.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, like, what kind of car I want to have. And I was talking to my bestie about it, and I think we're on to something, which is I want your guys' thoughts on this.
Yeah.
I want to get a Hurst.
A hearse or a Hurst?
Like a patty? Hurst.
What the hell's a Hurst?
As in the funeral.
That's a hearse. That's a hearse.
Okay. Hurst. Yeah. Yeah. It is in other words, where we are
Why you want the room in the back for all your stuff?
That'll be like my ride. You right? That's gonna be like my ride. Will be like riding around in a Hurst. It's
a Hurst. You stop saying a T.
Hurst.
A Hurst.
So that'll be my car. I'll be called like the Undertaker. And like I was Googling, I was wondering like, do you have to have a special license in order to drive a Hurst? And so. Josh, you have some knowledge. It's a modified passenger vehicle.
Really? That's if you have a body in it. If you don't have a body in it, I think anyone can own it.
But you cannot use funeral lights, impersonate.
Right.
I was like, I'd never have any traffic because I just have my lights on. And we got out of my way.
But you can go in the carpool lane when you're by yourself.
That's a good loophole.
Yeah, because people will think there's a body in the back and no one's going to check that.
It says you have to use restricted commercial funeral markings while driving. So I can't have a funeral-esque thing. But, you know, we could work around that. And then there are insurers who do it. They're surprisingly comfortable.
Okay.
Right? And ready?
I'm ready.
So what do you guys think of this idea? You don't like
it? This is the stupidest friggin' idea I've ever heard.
What?
I've ever hearsed. Here's why.
Ever.
One, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that you want in a car with your electronics.
You can customize it eventually. Clearly, that will happen.
Does it have a touchscreen on it where you can, you know?
I'm sure the ones today do.
Really?
Yeah.
You think hearses are pimped out?
You're not getting
I think they
car.
Are 100% because they're made by Cadillac, so. Lincoln, and Buick. So I think that on the platform.
Here's number two. Number two is... to park the thing is a pain in the ass. Good luck parking that thing. I mean, it's a boat.
I agree with that. That's a downside for sure.
That's a downside. Three, I don't know how usable the space is in the back because there's a special like a lever thing or like, I don't know what it is, like a pulley or whatever thing for the casket itself. It's not like it's just empty back there. There's a contraption back there that gets the casket in place and locked in the back.
Are you talking about ordering the Hurst new? Did I say Hurst?
I'm
yes, you did. Are you ordering a custom hearse? Or are you buying one off a secondary market?
No, I would make it customized.
From new?
Yep.
Who's going to do this for you?
You don't think they have that shit in fucking Miami?
I'm sure they do, but it's... Are you... This
Listen
is
to me.
The stupidest idea.
Wait a second. Josh, yeah. You have to think bigger, okay? Like, who... It's... You know how many compliments I get on this Casio calculator watch?
One.
A ton. And it's just wonderful, like, I see you, man, because, like, I'm not going to wear a Rolex. I'm not that person, right?
But you're going to drive a hearse.
Yes. No one else does.
Okay.
He has the notoriety that he gets from that.
Hold on. Can I give you one parallel? I had my besties. He has the electric Volkswagen bus.
Yeah.
He has it. It's beautiful. Okay. I drove it to Morgan Stanley, which is a conference that happened in our industry. And people were so excited to get in it.
Okay. So this is what you want. You want attention. And this is a way to get it.
Josh,
to me.
Josh, look, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm Willy Wonka. I want to spread happiness.
So that's right? Happiness driving a hearse?
Yes. And can imagine getting a ride home in a hearse.
But it's negative connotation. People see hearse and they immediately go to
death. If you walk out of it alive.
The driver always walks out of a hearse alive.
That's my point. It's an uptick.
But it's not making any sense. Why don't you just get an ambulance? Why don't you do that?
It's legal. I'd rather have a hearse. And actually, they're a lot more comfortable.
All right. I think this is
Idea. So you guys are saying, okay, David, what's your view on this?
Well, you know, Ghostbusters was a hearse, right?
Correct. Ghostbusters was a hearse.
It'd be kind of fun to get the little siren.
He's not allowed to use that.
He can't have a siren, or he can't have lights.
He can't have a siren. He's not, police or
the siren
EMT or. There's no way a typical person could put a siren on their car,
I think,
without having some sort of license.
I think it's it would be fun 10 times in a year maybe, and it'll be a pain in the neck every other day of the week when you're trying to
Halloween
drive and park it.
Halloween, you're a hero.
I think
it's
practically
awesome.
A bad idea.
Yeah, it's not practical. It sounds good on paper. 1 year into your hearse ownership, you're gonna be like, I can't believe I bought a hearse.
Yeah. It'll be like
maybe 3 months in. 3 months in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys are both vehemently against the idea.
Huh? I want you to do it because I want to know what happens when you buy a hearse, and I want to know how long it's going to take before you trade it in for something else. So I want to see it play out, but I think it's a bad idea.
Josh, okay, ready?
Yeah.
So let's say that you retired, okay, and you had whatever, and you were given an option if you can retire today, but, you know, what would you do with your spare time? And what if the option was you buy your own ice cream truck?
No, I don't want to own an ice cream truck.
No, but that's the only way out. Like, for you to retire today. My point. Okay, take that part out. You wouldn't enjoy doling out ice cream to kids?
No.
David, would you?
Why am I doing that? Why am I an ice cream guy? Why would I want to do that?
Because the other option is to buy an ice cream truck and not be the car.
I don't want – what?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. I don't want to own an ice cream truck. I don't want to drive an ice cream truck.
It sounds Dr. Seuss.
There's no way an ice cream – there's no way an ice cream truck
– I don't know that
later. Yes. There's no way an ice cream truck is enjoyable to drive. Like, a hearse will not be enjoyable to drive. You will not take long road trips in your hearse.
It says they're very comfortable.
But they're not fun to drive. They're not going to be
know?
Like –
How do you know? You think the Ghostbusters guy had a good time?
I'm surmising that a hearse is not a top.
Surmising?
That's right. Yeah. I'm surmising that. Yes.
David?
I'm a big parking person. Like, I want to be able to park easily.
You can't park a hearse.
I'm not a good parallel parker. So if I had a big car.
What if you lived in a town where parallel parking didn't exist?
All right. Well, that would make it better. So then I'd consider a truck or a pickup or something. But. What? I would consider, I don't know, a hearse, but at least a bigger car. I don't know. I feel like with a hearse, like, you, every time you go around a corner fast, like the hubcap.
You don't want to be in a hearse.
But again, you guys haven't been in one before.
We will be eventually, but no, I have not been in one yet.
I mean, you know what I mean? I think I'm gonna explore it. I clearly from the tone of this, I'm gonna explore this.
Okay, you explore it, but let me just give you this word of advice. Please at least take a test drive first before you just order your custom hearse.
Yeah.
Can you promise me that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Get some video of it.
Maybe you can get a hearse with like a convertible. You know, that becomes convertible. How dope would that be?
A convertible hearse.
Maybe with a sunroof.
See, David, like a big David sunroof. By the way, is beginning to come more and more to my thinking. I can see it.
Do you know what a hearse is? A hearse is a limo for dead people. That's what it is. You don't want to drive a limo.
A convertible hearse. Have you seen those cars that have like a hot tub in the back?
Hot tub in the back. Maybe, yes. Yeah, yes.
Like, now I think you're.
But then it ceases to be a hearse. People aren't going to look at it as a hearse.
Yeah. I think a hearse, by definition, has to have a hard top. It can't be a
convertible. Yeah. Yeah. It's got to carry a casket.
No, it doesn't.
Right. That's what makes it a hearse.
But this is exactly why it's so cool.
Can you send us a link to the...
I'd like to know how much it costs, too. I'm very curious how much a customized hearse costs. I bet it's not cheap.
Yeah.
But I do love this concept. I think that we should clearly look more into it. So.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Everyone, stay tuned.
I'm very excited to know how this plays out. Yes. Dave?
For my topic?
Yes, take us home.
At this, I need some advice. I'm back to my struggle as the president of my HOA. Have I told you?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Get you up to speed in case you forgot, Omar. So, we have a street, private.
By the way, Omar definitely forgot because he forgot his topic that he talked about just the other day that he repeated. So, you're going to have to refresh his memory.
We have a private street that has, I don't know, maybe. Yep. 15 houses. Okay. That's the HOA. It's just 15 families. About 5 years ago, our HOA president said, "Hey, we're moving down to Florida part-time. It's just me on the board. There really should be three people on the board. Will anyone step up and be part of the board?" And I thought, well, I don't want to be president. I sent an email back and said, I don't want to be president, but I'll be on one of the three. Cause I feel like, you know,
no
one's going to do it. I probably should.
And, you could have influence on what happens on your street.
I want none of that.
You don't want influence? You don't want influence?
No, I
want
to be left alone.
What if they're raising HOA fees or doing something else? If you're on the board, at least you can put your thumb down on that.
That's true, but I don't want it. This HOA does basically nothing except
Is this all new information coming out of David's mouth, or did you know all this?
I knew this whole HOA situation because he's talking about it.
You're like the Baba Booey, man. Your memory is like a vault.
It's not that. It's I'm trying to remember what the word is. I listen to what he says.
And he listens to the podcast over and over.
And I listen to the podcast as I'm editing all your shit out.
Over and over.
I hear it a lot. Yes. Go ahead. So
congratulations. I'm the president. No one else volunteered. Oh, my God. I'm a board of one. So I thought. But he told
there's no other anyone else on the board now.
No, nope.
It's just one person. Just
it's
you.
Always been that way. No one stepped up.
I thought you said it was board of three.
It should that be was a board it, of three.
But nobody else volunteered.
Should be no a board of three.
See, are you listening, Josh?
Well, I thought before it was a board of three. I thought it previously was.
No, it never was.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Josh, he didn't say that. If you were listening, you would have heard it.
It's true.
It's a pretty easy thing. I have to pay a couple bills, I have to buy insurance, and basically then enforce the rules, which, you know, everyone kind of does. Okay. So, but there are dues people pay each year, and when people don't pay it, then you have to go collect it. So, but it's a low, you know, you hear some HOAs are nightmares, and ours really isn't, but it's nobody's doing it but me. So we have this incident in our neighborhood, a few houses down from me. A guy had a tree fall on his roof. Just the roof over his garage, not his entire roof. But it hit through and punctured it and destroyed his roof on one side of the house.
Ugh.
And so he didn't repair it right away. He put a big, like, very bright blue tarp to cover the hole. Okay.
Yeah.
And figuring he'll fix it when he fixes it. I don't know if it was in the winter or whatever happened, but he'll fix it later. Well, that blue tarp sat there for like a long time and I noticed it, but I don't care. Like I don't see it from my house. And but then neighbors started to complain.
Ugh.
And hey, you know, what's he going to do about that roof? So I did reach out and he replaced it with a brown tarp because I think he heard the complaint of a bright blue tarp. He thought, I'll replace it with a more
which completely logical. Completely logical.
He prepared with, yes, but didn't fix the roof. So he did that a long time ago. Well,
that's insane.
The tarp has weathered and is like getting frayed and it's got some holes in it. Like it's starting to age. And this has probably been, I kid you not, he's not repaired his roof for, I think, over 4 years. It's 3 or 4 years at least, right?
Stop. Can I just ask you this?
You don't know the most shocking thing about this.
But I don't ahead. Yet, but yeah. I need to ask this.
Yep.
I've been to your house.
Yep.
You're not living in Skid Row.
No.
All right. You're doing all right.
Yeah.
If I had a roof that needed to be repaired, I would do it immediately because I don't want damage to my home. I don't want water into my house. I don't want any of that stuff that possibly could happen. So what is going on where this dude, do you know this guy? Why would you not repair this thing immediately?
I don't think anyone in our neighborhood knows each other except through email.
Yeah. But he has to be financially okay, at least just judging on a house,
I think,
right?
He must.
Because you never know what's behind – you never know behind the scenes how people are doing.
Well, I think he owns his own company, this guy. You want to guess
can't be doing well.
What kind of company he owns?
Is it a roofing company?
It's a roofing company. I kid
you. No, it's not.
He is. He owns a roofing company, and he hasn't repaired his own roof in almost – over 3 years, it might be four. I mean, it's been
something is time. Something is horribly amiss here. So, something's very, very wrong.
So this has been like circling around the neighborhood for a while. And every once in a while, when someone has an issue with something,
this is crazy.
They'll add a little paragraph at the end, like, you know, we're still kind of upset about the roof, you know, down the street, whatever. And I'm like, so I don't want to like being a board of one. I feel like this neighborhood has punted on dealing with issues. If no one's going to step up, then they're just
because no one wants the aggravation. No one wants
saying we're going to leave issues go, because if they think I'm the only one that's going to take care of it, well, they don't realize how much I don't care.
There's something weird with this dude. There's something you don't know, unless you're about to tell us.
No, I have another thing happen too, but that just happened. That made me thought this was my topic. But isn't this strange? He owns a roofing company. So I did.
It's beyond strange.
A couple weeks ago, I reached out again. I had chat help me write an email that was as pleasant as can be. I was like, look, you know, I know. It's been a while. It's the winter and everything. And look, if there's a reason why you're not repairing it, if I can get an answer, then I can share it with others. But, you know, are you going to take care of your roof, you know, sooner or later?
It's crazy.
It's been a month. He hasn't responded to my email at all. Nothing.
Have you seen him at all? Is anyone living there?
No one in our neighborhood sees each other. Like, I kid you not. These houses are spaced out. Like, we don't ever
you're
see
spaced
each
other. Out. Yeah.
We
don't, right.
We never
right.
see each other. We bought these homes.
You can call the township.
Well, is that what I do next?
Yes, that's what you do next. 1,000%. You call the township.
Well, No. This township, Josh, the way that you think is ridiculous.
Right? Yeah. Tell me.
David, hire a private detective.
Okay, that's okay. Wrong.
No,
that's very
I'm
wrong.
Serious.
Very wrong. Very
no, it's not wrong. It's don't not wrong. It's a small job. See what the guy does, where he works, if he has a roofing company. You know,
this dude is already suspect. It's weird. First of all, if a tree falls on your house, insurance covers it. You call your insurance company.
Yeah.
And you tell them what happened that every insurance company is going to
cover.
Maybe
he did, Josh, and maybe he kept the money. That's the point. He bet it on FanDuel and he fucking lost.
Right. There's something weird. That's what I'm saying. And he's a roofie. He can do it at just cost of labor. He doesn't have to do it. At the same price as anyone else would pay. He has a roofing company.
Something is amiss. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
Yes.
So do I like I
township.
Send email?
Township.
No,
township.
David, here's what you do.
Listen to Omar.
You quit the board and move out of the neighborhood.
that's the worst thing I think I've heard.
That's actually not a bad answer.
Yeah.
No, when your neighbor doesn't cut their grass and it just grows and grows and grows and they're like, what's going on? You call the township and the township enforces that. They come out and I don't know what they can do. I've never had an episode like that, but they could find them enforcement.
But Josh, here's the problem. Is that Dave is the face of this. Dave has a lot of problems. Does he need to have another problem?
I don't need, that's right.
he has a problem.
He doesn't want to get involved.
He either has a problem with the rest of the neighborhood, or he's got a problem with this dude. I'm going to tell you right now. I wouldn't want the aggravation either, because it doesn't affect my
poor
dad.
Guy.
Right?
Poor guy.
I don't want the aggravation either. But I'm going to tell you something right now. This guy is not to be trusted. There's something
Sherlock.
Strange.
Thank you.
Omar, what I'm saying
is fucking Heisenberg here.
What I'm saying is, I'm boiling it down. What I'm saying is, you don't want to let it go because the guy lives a few doors down from you. There could be bodies in there. That's very strange behavior. There could be shit happening in that house that you need others to take care of.
But
he's
clearly not mentally stable, because if he was, he actually would take care of these things because he has bodies in his home.
Well, that's right. I agree.
There's bodies in his house, Dave. You need to get this handed off to someone greater than the HOA.
There's something, as I said, rotten in the state of Denmark.
In his basement.
Yeah.
But David, why do you have to deal with this?
He's the president.
I've been doing this for 5 years. So my first thing is I want to send an email to the neighborhood and say,
don't you know a local cop? Don't you know like the local police?
That's a good call. Omar. That's a good call.
That's what you do. Just call. How do I deal with
Wisconsin? I don't know in St. Louis.
But you can go to the police station. You can go to the township building and tell
them. All these people pay taxes. He's want to have that happen in the neighborhood. Fucking OJ lives there.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. You are saying the same thing as me. I'm just going about it a little bit differently, a little more.
Josh, you are a Cassandra. Okay, you get caught up in your vortex. The sky's always falling in your world.
No, it's not falling at all.
You know what Cassandra means? What that term means? Again, did you go to college?
Yeah, we didn't learn about Cassandra in college.
You went to Emory University, a top-notch college, and this is their output?
Thank you. Well, I didn't take Cassandra. I took finance classes. What the hell is Cassandra? We didn't learn that.
Everyone knows the story of Cassandra.
Educate me.
David, do you know?
No, he doesn't know.
Is this from Greek mythology?
Cassandra dated like Neptune, and she broke up with him, and then he cursed her. Where no one would be constantly saying the world's going to end, and no one would ever believe her.
Like the Chicken Little. Sky's falling. Chicken Little. I've heard of. You should have used that reference. Chicken Little.
Okay.
So anyway, I thought I'd bring it up because I got another email the other day that our snow removal accidentally snow plowed in front of on top of this guy's lawn, and just wanted me to be aware of it. And he'll know what the damage is once the snow melts.
This is connected.
Well, different neighbor.
Oh, different neighbor. I thought it was the same neighbor. I'm like, this guy's running a whole rig here where he's collecting money from every facet of this HOA possible. Oh, and why do you have to this is crazy. What do you get with – you're on a regular street.
Josh. Now, David, I want you to put on that big long red tie right now and that blue suit, okay? And think about if you were a Trump. It's like from South Park, what would Brian Botano do?
Yeah.
What would a Trump do if they were in your position of power? Can you leverage this to maximize
it? They would tariff the shit out of
the house. Let's hear it, David. This is fascinating. David, please.
I've thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is if I'm going to be the holder of the dues and holder of the accounts and holder, and no one wants to do it with me, well, guess who's having quarterly wine, get togethers for the board
Are the board.
You are the board.
Yeah, that's right.
You should you should have an off-site retreat for the board.
Off-site retreats? That's
right.
I will say, Josh, wait a second. Yeah. I'm going to say something that might be provocative. Okay. If I'm in that neighborhood and I see that Dave is doing that, using it for whatever.
That's by the way.
What?
You're not allowed in that neighborhood. You're not allowed. You're not allowed.
I love the inference of that. Yeah. Where I'm going with this is if I was in that neighborhood and then I saw that Dave was using the money also to do whatever, I would not care. I'd be okay with it. I'll tell you why.
No, you wouldn't. Your money. You paid into this.
No, because he's the only person who actually is doing it. And we want someone competent to be doing it.
So someone's competent is allowed to skim off the top and allowed
to cheat. It's not skimming. It's investing in the board because he's in. It's a lot of responsibility and nonsense.
I think Omar is right. I think if they're saying, I don't want to do it, please take care of it.
Then he should be paid. You know what? Then he should be paid out of the fees. Yeah. It should be a line item where he's paid out of the fees.
Skim or paid.
It needs to be something because this is outrageous.
It is outrageous, okay. Right?
Can I ask you this? Why can't you dissolve
the Everyone's shirking responsibility. This is the prisoner's dilemma, I think.
It's not. Why don't you dissolve this HOA? Schrodinger's cat. Why don't you dissolve this HOA, Dave? No. Dissolve it. It's not serving any purpose.
But then what happens? There's fucking chaos.
There's not chaos. It's a normal street, out a home. Normal neighborhood.
It'll be like pre-partition India, you know, when it got separated.
No.
No, it's a private.
Dissolve.
It's a private street. It has to pay bills and has to.
Who says it's private? Who and the value? Private?
What are you, Seattle? What are you doing, Josh?
Sell it back. Sell it back. Dissolve the HOA. No one gives a shit about it. What do you get from living on a private street? What do you get? You get snow removal. What else? What do you get, else you get with your HOA fees?
No, we don't actually pay for it. So our city does the plowing. So we don't pay. All I pay for is electricity for the lights and insurance. That's it. That's, I guess, I'm not sure why we're a private street. Actually.
What are you getting from the, normally when someone pays an HOA, they get something. They get a community pool. They get, I don't have to mow my lawn.
We get protection from this county or the city or whatever from doing.
What's happening at the county where you need protection?
I don't know. Well, I guess somewhere once in a while said we want to keep this street private. So we have our.
Okay, here's what you do. I have the perfect solution. All this right. is the perfect solution to all this. All right. You sell it back to the township.
Keep the
you
money.
Then distribute all the money to all the homeowners equally, right?
Yep.
And you dissolve the HOA and you wipe your hands clean of this and say this should never have been formed in the first place.
No.
End of story. But that you still have a John Wayne Gacy on your hands. There's some weird shit going on in that guy's house. And if I were you and I live near this dude, I want to know what it is. And I'd give a little tip to the township or the police. Hey, you might want to check out this dude's house who hasn't patched a hole in his roof for the last 4 years and he's a roofer.
He needs to wind his way out of this, David.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, no. So, Josh, but your approach, as usual, isn't the correct one. But the direction is. So, David, what you need to do here, which is that I would who did you initially correspond with when this whole process initiated with the HOA?
The previous president, who's my.
And where are they? Are they still alive? Or were they murdered?
Still there. Apparently, he didn't leave the house or the neighborhood.
He's just a homeowner, just like Dave. He doesn't have any authority or power or anything.
He's retired.
We don't use that word anymore, Dave. He's slow. He's mentally slow.
Retired.
What did you say? Oh, retired. Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
So, wait. Was he the only person on the last HOA? It was just him?
I guess.
Yes.
So. Yep.
So, you thought that other people would want to do it, and no one else did it.
It's been me forever. I thought maybe he just wanted to do it by himself. But he said there really should be three, and I agreed to be one of three. And no one else on the street stepped up.
And that's it. So, he's it.
I got to get from
dissolve it. Get rid of this whole thing.
No, wait a second. Talk to him first.
All right.
Okay. And say, listen, this is a situation. This is untenable. And if I just do this, like, what am I going to do? Like, because I'm.
You don't
I
need to talk to him first. He's the president. Not this to get, has no authority.
It's not to get his approval, Josh. It's to get his guidance of how to think about it. Right?
And then he's a homeowner. He's as clueless as Dave is.
No, but he's going to want to help.
He's just warming the seat. He was the guy warming the seat.
He understands what happens if Dave bolts.
No,
all
he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He has no clue what happens.
I think your advice is sound. I think I might do that. I might reach out. I need to form.
Josh, I love this. You're so over on this episode, Josh.
I lost on this one. Yes. You're going with Omar's advice?
This guy
wanted to buy a hearse, Dave. He wants to buy a hearse and drive around town in a hearse, and you're taking his advice.
I'm not all ready right. to dissolve okay. our HOA and not know what.
Why?
Well, because I feel like.
How much is your HOA fee? How much is your HOA fee?
It's very small. It's like it's
how much?
Less than $1,000 a year.
Why? Don't you want that money back?
Yeah, wouldn't mind. But
well,
someone's
got
to pay for the lights, so you have to. And there's repairs.
Lights?
There's repairs on the street that have to come out of this fund, so that's why.
That should be the township. Sell it back to the township. They do it just like any other street.
Just taxes, yeah.
Yes, and tax you.
Yeah, I don't know how we're getting. I don't know if we're getting our taxes are any less. That's a really good question.
I
would find that.
Talk to the guy, dude.
Double.
Talk to the guy. He's gonna understand, and he's gonna want to help. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, but don't ignore Son of Sam two doors down. Don't ignore that dude.
That's all part of it.
Yeah,
man.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's very exciting. Yeah, definitely want
to
hear.
We want Omar to buy his hearse. I'm gonna dissolve my HOA and Josh.
And we're gonna find out if my buddy gives that amount of money if he writes that check.
You're gonna see if your joke made through.
Do you think we'll have for the first time repeat listeners? Because there's kind of cliffhangers on this one.
What do you mean for the first time? We have repeat listeners. Why do you say that? Yes.
Oh. I thought a whole new flock in. They just die off.
This is the guy whose advice you're taking.
Yeah, right. Save it for next time. But make sure you stay in touch with us, friends@fts.media. And our website is friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and what was the other one I'm missing? YouTube.
Yeah.
Follow, check us out on Friends Talking Shop. Until next time. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Hasta la vista, baby.